are too lazy to register an account podcast episode number 19. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Dolores. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, YHR. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good. But it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. I played Engelbert Schmid's ES1 and am very satisfied with the double horn. Stepping back a bit, that's why I was looking for a new horn in the first place. After trying different mouthpiece and bell options to achieve the desired results, I thought it might be worth looking at another instrument. I do not want to take anything away from Smith's very fine horn, but it is due to more than just the lightness of the horn. Built to the highest mechanical and artistic standards, it is one of my favorite horns of all time, if not the best in the world. In addition to looking for a slightly different sound, I was also curious about the new Yamaha model, so I rummaged through some of the equally curious Yamaha models. As I mentioned above, I have the feeling that even with a return to the Yamaha after so many years, all the notes are in the right place. I've been playing Yamahas for 5 years, which Schmid played, and I'm very happy with the results. I've played all year and this one has a great high B, flat, but for me it always felt like something that struggled, especially in the high range. On top of that, after a few days of repeated oiling, it became so sluggish that I sent the horn back to Houghton Horns to see it. I also returned a bottle of Hetman piston valve oil, which I had been using for a while, but I was wrong. Dennis Houghton said spinning the valve got the oil going again. So I sent it back to them. They provided free excellent service and got my valve working again. In addition, the horn has more core sound so that the core maintains the loud dynamics, but it is not as loud and dynamic as the original horn. S horn is a fantastic instrument, but at this point in my career the Yamaha is the right choice. During rehearsals with my instructor brass trio, all colleagues agreed that the sound is preferable to the blacksmith's and that there is no discernible difference. However, the Yamaha sounds much more like a Yamaha than the original, which I preferred. The third and final difference, although not a disadvantage, is that both sides of the horn settle a little lower in pitch than the Schmid. I had to pay a lot of attention, but it wasn't quite as much of a battle with the Yamaha as it was to keep it low enough on the Schmid, so I really enjoyed playing it. The Yamaha 671 is a very well-made instrument, and it is not the perfect horn for all horns, but as a solo instrument I am very satisfied with it. Stay tuned for part 2 of this test series and for more information about the Yamaha 671 and Schmid in general, as well as a full test of both instruments in the coming weeks. Yamaha horns are worth considering when buying a new one, as they hold their value well, and if you're looking for a used horn, you'll find Con Houghton models at a good price. For more bargains, inexpensive horns, check out our top low-cost horns article. The layout of the horn is similar to that of the 8D, but the bell and throat are smaller, making it more like a Houghton in size. Although I have no doubt that it is more of an entry-level horn than an 8D, it is probably more due to its size and sound. As one of the larger horn models, the 8D requires more air support to play and its proponents believe the extra effort is needed to get a bigger, darker sound. The new Con 8DS is considered a professional level horn because it has become fashionable in recent years and replaced more expensive custom horns. I recommend the 8D to the typical beginner due to the required size and air support, but advanced beginners with larger frames can handle this model well. I recommend beginners to take a look at the Con 6D, which is cheaper than the 7D and much easier to play. A good student could get many kilometers out of this horn, at least in high school. Advanced players, however, may notice that the horn lacks tonal nuance, so I would recommend it to a beginner with a larger frame. I've also seen similar models that cost a few $100s less, like the Con 6D and Con 7D, as well as a number of other models. Ultimately, choosing a horn comes down to a combination of price and feel, and there are more advanced horns that are considered by professionals. There are some more mature beginners who can handle the air support needed to maintain the 668II, but there are a lot of professionals who consider these horns to be the more advanced. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.